Buy the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart now and play golf for only $15 at the Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Play golf for only $15 every Tuesday at any time. And this special rate is good now through March 29th next year. Or you can play golf for $15 every day at Chalk Mountain after 12 noon. Your $125 SLO County Golf Cart gets you a $15 round of golf every day after 1 p.m. at the Morro Bay Golf Course. And the $15 rate is also honored every day between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Dairy Creek. And all these $15 rates are effective now through March 29th, 2025. But there's more. This card also gives you a free round of golf at Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You can celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Purchase the 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Monday, October 28th, 2024, I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors discussing next steps for Bob Jones Bike Trail. Overnight traffic control at Highway 46, US 101 and Paso Robles postponed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The bike trail is a 4.5-mile pathway gap closure project designed to connect San Luis Obispo and Avila Beach. The agenda says easement of most properties along the trail have been approved, and funding has largely been secured through an $18.25 million grant funded by the California Transportation Commission. However, in August of this year, the board failed to approve the use of eminent domain for 1.2 acres on a necessary parcel to complete the trail. Per the board's direction, staff has returned with an update. The agenda says the first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project. The second is to phase the project and collaborate with Caltrans and SLOCOG to find an alternative solution. In phasing the project, Caltrans would use their right-of-way on the US 101 to complete the middle section of the project, realigning the trail to be adjacent to the 101. The county will continue to work on the ends of the project. The county, Caltrans, and SLOCOG will need to complete 95% of their plans, specifications, and estimates by January 27, 2025 for this alternative approach to be successful, and for the county to hold on to its secured grant funding for the project. The board will consider whether to work with Caltrans to complete this project in phases or reapply for future grant funding. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. Overnight traffic control at Highway 46, US 101, and Paso Robles postponed. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Overnight closures for the Highway 46 US 101 interchange were initially scheduled to start this week, beginning Sunday and continuing through Friday, November 1st. However, CHP announced these closures are canceled and will be rescheduled. CHP says the new dates for the road closures will be announced once confirmed. When work begins, travelers are encouraged to be aware of message boards, flaggers, and highway workers. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Pour Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Estrella Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. Honor Flight allows veterans the opportunity to fly to Washington, D.C. and visit the memorials built in honor of the wars they have fought in. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, inviting listeners to join them for the Pour Fest.
Come on out and enjoy the day with us, you know, meet some veterans that are going to be there. Had it not been for the men and women who went and served this country, we wouldn't have what we have today. And I really believe, you know, $100 for this event is going to be, it's really cheap to support our veterans, because when you look at our life, you know, and you look at their life and what they were willing to do and what the men and women who actually gave the ultimate sacrifice, you know, it's just going to be a fantastic day, and it really makes you feel good about knowing where your money's going.
100% of proceeds from the Pour Fest will benefit Honor Flight. The Pour Fest includes a dinner, wine tasting, and a silent auction. For tickets, more information, and to donate to Honor Flight, you can visit honorflightccc.org. The 27th branch of Early Day Gas Engine and Tractor Association will be hosting its third annual swap meet at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. Here's Mike McKinney, president of the 27th branch of the association, with information on this event.
Well, the swap meet is held Saturday, November 2nd. We'll be there from 7 a.m. to 1, and we'll be at 2010 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles, at the Pioneer Museum grounds, right next to the fairgrounds. There's a $10 seller fee and no charge to buyers. We're really like to incorporate some more local interest. We're always excited to get some of the younger men and women involved in this hobby. It's something that a lot of us are more elderly.
Admission to the event on November 2nd is free. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near the 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work starts this morning and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Public Works says travelers should expect delays of up to 20 minutes as flaggers run control on the Main Street overpass. Atascadero Public Works announced the F-14 pavement resurfacing project begins today. Affected roadways in the city will be Capistrano Avenue from Highway 41 to Lewis Avenue, Del Rio Road from Potrero Road to San Anselmo Road, San Andreas Avenue from San Marcos Road to Highway 41. Expect minor traffic delays and lane shifts, with work limited to outside of school drop-off and pickup times. Country Club Drive's work is estimated to start in mid-November. Public Works says the entire project will be completed in December of this year. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the World Series, Game 1 had the Dodgers beat the Yankees 6-3. Then in Game 2 yesterday, the Dodgers once again prevailed over the Yankees 4-2. The Dodgers lead the World Series 2-0. The series continues tonight for Game 3 at Yankee Stadium. Games 3-5 will take place there before the teams return to Dodger Stadium in Games 6 and 7. In the NFL, for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 27th, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 30-24, the Chiefs over the Raiders 27-20, and the Commanders beat the Bears 18-15. The Chargers over the Saints 26-8. In Monday Night Football, the Giants will face the Steelers. Then in high school football on Friday, Morro Bay defeated the Greyhounds 56-34. Mission Prep beat Paso Robles 26-16. Mapomo inch past Templeton 17-14. This week for the end of league play, the Bearcats will host Lompoc. The Templeton Eagles will take on Cabrillo in a home game. Atascadero travels to San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay hosts Nipomo. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass unveil a proposal to more than double the tax credit the state offers to movie and TV producers who shoot in California.
We're in a position we can afford this, and we need to do this. This is about jobs, this is about investment, and it's about recognizing and closing that the world we invented is now competing against us.
The proposal would increase the state's annual film and TV tax credit from $330 to $750 million. It has to be approved by the legislature. Three men dead, a person of interest in custody after a house fire in Temple City. Another person who lives at the home contacted deputies.
There's a language barrier. He speaks Mandarin, and at this point, he is a person of interest, and they do believe that he was the person who set the fire.
People living at the home were apparently roommates, but not necessarily family members. The home that Friends star Matthew Perry died in 1 year ago today in Los Angeles has been sold for $8.5 million. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. The family members of several Los Angeles police officers who were killed in the line of duty are calling for Isabel Jurado to drop out of the race for Los Angeles City Council. The relatives of some fallen LAPD officers saying Jurado's words were offensive and could be dangerous to the entire city and LAPD if she's elected next week. Jurado recorded saying F the police during a recent meeting with Cal State Los Angeles students. Jurado released a statement after the news conference saying she understands the pain felt by the families. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
This is Andrea C. Strand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. When Katie Verhoff was earning her bachelor's degree in business administration, she did not imagine that she would one day oversee food safety for a California grower, packer, and shipper. Verhoff works as the food safety manager for San Joaquin Valley-based AC Foods, which has farms in California, Oregon, and Australia. As an eight-year member of the Kern County chapter of the California Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers program, she also talks to college students about different career possibilities in agriculture. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine mixed in today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows right around 42, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday morning, then sunny skies in the afternoon, mostly sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, clouds on Saturday with a 45% chance of showers, sunny on Sunday and Monday next week. Low 70s Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday, and low 70s on Sunday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Hi, Jean. This is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing could raise $19 billion with a fresh stock offering revealed today intended to stabilize its financial situation. The company tells Reuters it intends to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes, which may include paying off debt. Boeing has been dealing with a year-long safety crisis, and its machinist strike is dragging on. Volkswagen is planning to shut at least three factories in Germany, lay off thousands of staff, and cut pay as it deals with weaker demand in Europe and China. VW is facing competition from Chinese rivals and slower than expected electric vehicle sales. Ford reports earnings after the Wall Street close. Investors are hoping for smaller losses in its electric vehicle business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi. This is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Duriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Duriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your Police Officers and Firefighters Associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino in Lemoore, over there. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, 238-KPRL on your Monday. 8 days to go. 8 days a week. Okay, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, I will have on the new fire captain paramedic, Mr. Ross Porter, talking about, among other things, the Pulse Point app that is available. So we'll fill you in on that and other things fire-related this afternoon. Susanna, as always, trying to be timely, is trying to get confirmation on her guest in the 1 o'clock hour. All right, 238, well, I already gave that to you, so let's go. This is not important and has nothing to do with politics or anything, but it does have to do with the World Series. Look, I said that the Dodgers are a better team. They're going to win. I'm not complaining about that at all. Just disappointed. However, it was brought to my attention that the umpiring crew in Major League Baseball, there's 90 Major League Baseball, Major League umpires. And there's four, five, six. I think there's six or maybe eight in the crew because they have to have backups. Anyway, with the exception of one, all of their ratings are 40 and backwards. In other words, this is not the cream of the crop for the World Series. What you're getting in many cases is you're not getting the best. And the simple, there's a one-word answer for that. Union. That's all it is. That's all it is. So just, so be aware of it. Be aware of it. And then, I guess diversity or whatever, everybody has to get a chance, even though they're not rated high by Major League Baseball themselves. So, okay, let's see here on the email. Oh, Bob Jones Trail. This should not be a major concern for the County Board of Supervisors. The thought of eminent domain is government abuse. This is for recreation and not in a very important project. Well, I would agree. They just don't want to lose the money, and I don't know what they'll do. Chris, because you said they have till what was the date if they'll lose the money?
January 27th, 2025 is when they need to complete 95% of their plans, specifications, and estimates if they want to phase the project. Otherwise, I'm not 100% certain on all of the dates necessary needed to keep the grant funding, but I know that the way it's currently going is they don't really have that many options left if they want to keep the grant funding.
Hmm. Well, we will see what happens, and particularly as we wind down and we have an election coming up, and we're going to have some changeover, too, on the board. This is not a major. Look, there are plenty of places around this county, one, to ride your bikes, but also for recreation. And most of it is natural. You can't appease everybody's recreation what they like, but that's what Americans want. Everybody has to have their thing. Don't mess with the man's property. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Chris, I have a question. Did I not hear the governor of this state announce giveaway programs to private movie companies that shoot anything in California?
I didn't hear anything about that
this morning.
I didn't hear anything about that myself.
Because I heard it on the California report this morning. And the fool actually says, we can afford this and we should do this. Those are his exact words.
Well, it is. Yeah, it was on California News, and I saw something about that over the weekend. And why is he having to do that? You know why?
Because they're going outside of California because it's much cheaper to shoot not only around the United States and other places, but offshore.
That's right. So government creates a problem, and now they're going to give they come up with a solution.
Right. It's just like watching some of the politicians campaigning. I never heard those words out of their, not only their mouth, but anybody in their party's mouth. And this boy, and that's what he is, by the way, for all of you Governor Newsom fans, sorry. He's a little boy. He's never had to grow up. He's never been required to grow up. We are broke in this state. The state's budget, the operating budget, is underwater by billions. Millions, minimum billions, probably. And the pension system is millions of dollars underwater. What does that mean? Well, for example, we have people who want to retire, and they have state pensions in Paso Robles. They subscribe to the Public Employees Retirement System of California. That's the official name of it. And they think they're going to have a pension. Well, what it means when you're broke in a pension system is that if all the people you owe a pension to show up on the same day and are qualified the same day, you're not going to be able to pay them. That's illegal. So I don't know where this boy thinks he's going to go with this, paying out private movie companies just for shooting in California, which means an increase for the elite hires that work in the movie industry.
Well, this is more than just movies. It's some television as well.
Exactly.
And
go ahead.
Well, just think about this. $750 million a year. Now, that's an expansion. And again, taxpayer money, essentially.
Redirected from something that the taxpayers thought they were buying. And then they'll come to you and charge more taxes. They have propositions that the legislature and the governor approved on the ballot right now to increase the taxation in California on homeowners, the people who have succeeded and can afford to buy a home. You got to be kidding me about this place. They're ruining this, not only the state of California, but the entire country with this stuff. They're trying to break the country fiscally. No question about that.
Well,
and I don't understand why you want to ruin a perfectly good place.
Well, that question doesn't seem to get asked by the media to these people, does it?
No, apparently not. But when I heard that this morning, I had to call because, gee whiz, when do we stop? Bob Jones Trail, let's have eminent domain so we can pass a person's private property on to the public. Excuse me. You better pay attention to that, folks. You're living in America. That's not supposed to happen.
Well, we'll see what this Board of Supervisors try to do before the end of the year.
That's a question. They have to do something or lose the grant money. Now, that's another way they maneuver people in the state and cities, government agencies, with grant money. We have grant money floating around in the city of Paso Robles. We've got it floating around in the county of San Luis Obispo, all trying to encourage you to take the money, and then you're going to be required to do whatever it is they say in the grant. So it is not the be-all and end-all. It might build somebody some pickleball courts somewhere, but we have a lot bigger things to do right now. What I can't believe is that the state is going to start another program where they're going to pay out grant money or money to people simply for filming in the state of California, assuming that the employees will be from the state of California. That's a big assumption. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Well, it gets even better, folks, because the state, now the officials, it's the Air Force, the Air Resources Board is set to approve updated fuel regulations that will lower fuel emissions. Well, to many people, that sounds excellent because we're saving the world. But also, it's likely to raise gas prices. And they're going to vote on this November 8th. And you know what else? The analysts have estimated that the changes could add 47 cents to 65 cents a gallon for the cost of gas. Now, think about that. Want to give millions away to Hollywood? But you and I, we're going to have to pay. Well, those people buy gas too, but you get my point. Could be as much as another 65 cents a gallon for gas here in the state of California. Okay? These are regulators, not people elected. So you have that, and then you have the brilliance of folks in such cities as Berkeley. Now, we have heard for quite a few years, and particularly now as we're eight days away from the election, the cost of housing. Okay. As I pointed out several weeks ago from analysis and so forth, one of the major reasons is because of regulations, the cost. Now, there is the market, I understand that. But so what are the geniuses up in Berkeley going to do about this? Because they complain about the cost of housing as well. Well, this is what they're going to do. They're going to be voting next week, the residents, and it is a measure they have on the ballot. It's an initiative that would require owners of commercial and multifamily buildings of more than 15,000 square feet to pay a fee to use natural gas. The charge would be as much as twice the current average price. Now, what do you think the people that own those properties are going to do? Yeah, you're right. They're going to have to raise their rents, aren't they? There it is, more affordable housing inflicted in California. So we will see if this passes coming up next Tuesday here in the so-called Golden State. The Golden State. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. And rising cash, just think about that, 65 cents, my goodness. Absolutely. All right, what else do we have? We have that. Also, I came across something just out of, just came across it. Do you know that that Japan is close to having no homelessness? And they don't go into the reasons here, but one can only imagine. It's almost at 0%. And some other countries, obviously in Africa, there's quite a few that have a lot. But that's been going on for a long time. But I don't know what the reason is in Japan, but might be nice to find out what they have done or are doing to prevent homelessness. Because we certainly haven't done that. We've made it a very lucrative industry for many people. Also, a couple of things. I got this on the email here. I don't know if you can please illuminate on this. It's an email from yesterday, I believe. I have an opinion regarding the Holmes-Navino part of the Olson-Chandler Master Development construction access site at the end of Scott Street, in the heart of Sierra Bonita Village senior community. Well, I wish you would continue with your opinion, because that's all that's on here. That's all that's on here regarding that. And also, I received something. This may be good as far as social media, and I hope I can pull it up here, because a parent sent it to me. And here it is. Okay. And I shouldn't say a parent sent it to me, because it's not the parent's name. It's on here. But Again, just listen to this. This was found on social media. Hello, fellow eighth grade parents. If you have a TMS eighth grade, this is Templeton Middle School, eighth grade girl, you might want to make sure you know what they plan on wearing for Halloween. Our daughter just got tattled on by our 17-year-old because she was planning on dressing as a black guy for Halloween. We had no idea. She said her whole friend group was planning on doing it. We educated her on blackface and racism, and just because it's Halloween, you can't wear stuff like that. We would have never known until we got a call from the school, good for the school, and sounds like she was planning on getting dressed ready at school. So just a little heads up there. But this social media got around, and they were able to curtail this. So moms and dads, you might want to see. I didn't know they dress up at school anymore. Chris, when you were going to school, I may have asked this before, but did middle school, did they have a Halloween day or something?
I think for middle school, yeah. It really depends on what grade level you're at, though, like whether you're in middle or high school, and I guess on the school district as well, because, you know, I know in elementary school, which was completely different, it was encouraged that you dressed up for Halloween. Middle school, not so much, and then by the time you got to high school, I remember they were starting to implement a policy that said that kids weren't allowed to dress up at all, and that didn't go over well.
No, but you know, we started to get into a little bit on Friday here before we went off the air, dressing up for Halloween. They certainly have, at least from some of the phone calls, that people are dressing down for school, particularly in high school, where they look like homeless. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, at the Paso Robles Public Schools, they are not allowed to dress up on Halloween. However, you can dress like a cat or a dog any day of the week, any day of the year.
So in the Paso Robles School, is that for all ages?
That's elementary, I believe.
That you can't?
I haven't heard anything from the high school, but I know the elementary school, they have asked that kids don't dress up.
Well, considering your example that you gave that kids can do, suppose a kid did show up.
I want to tell my 8-year-old she can dress up for Halloween. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
Well,
on a daily basis, we can have these distractions. And it's totally permissible.
Okay, so when you or your wife, you drop off your kids, I'm assuming you do, I don't know, but do you notice, does it stand out to you how kids are dressing appropriately or not?
Not in the high school, they're not. Elementary's fine, but yeah, not at the high school. I don't think they've enforced dress code for years.
Well,
but again, they can only do so much. The parents have a responsibility to.
Well, they used to.
Yes, yeah. So that's part of the problem. I mean, the school's got to pick their battles. If there's overwhelming non-support from parents on different topics such as dress code or behavior, I mean, there's only so much a school can do.
Well, okay, that's interesting.
They can't be the parent.
No, they can't. But at what point, maybe at the beginning, if kids start showing up and there is, let's just say there is a code, and they're looking this way, why not, as the famous Barney Fife said, nip it in the bud? And then the word gets around. You don't mess. We're enforcing the rules. Do you understand that? As opposed to, we're going to let them do whatever they want because we're not going to enforce the rules. And you let the
I agree.
And you let the parents know. And if they show up and be snotty about it, you stand your ground. Or are we going to...
Yeah, there's a lot. They're hampered by a legal system, too, and laws in the state that make it really, really hard.
Yeah, that's what I...
They've been sued multiple times without good reason, really, and...
So that's the fear in some cases. I understand that. Seems we have people in high positions here in this city that like to do that as well. Give me money or else. All right. Well.
Yeah, it really has to be fought at the state level.
Well, but if the district has a code, I guess I'm going back to my original point. They should have from day one. If Kevin shows up looking like, you know, he's not addressed appropriately or at least according to code, you tell him and you tell his parents the very first day. You don't let 20 other kids, 30, 40, 50, now you got half the school, you know, dress whatever way they want, the hell with the code. Well, then maybe it is too late. But maybe it would take a very serious and strong leader to just say, no, enough of this. All right, well, apparently.
Well, all right, well, they can dress like a dog or cat, but no Halloween costume, no fun.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Ridiculous, bye.
All right, woof, woof. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. On the board's business agenda is a discussion and status update on how to proceed with the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project. The first alternative is returning the grant and delaying the project, and the second is to phase the project, collaborating with Caltrans and Slocog to complete the middle section. Tickets are still on sale for Honor Flight of Central Coast California's Wine and Dine Poor Fest. On Saturday, November 2nd, join Honor Flight and veterans for an exciting dinner at the Astrea Warbirds Museum, recognizing and honoring our nation's heroes. 100% of proceeds will benefit Honor Flight. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional, FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Former President and GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump holding a major campaign rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City, criticizing his opponent, Vice President Harris.
On issue after issue, Kamala broke it. But I will fix it. We're going to fix it.
Former First Lady Melania Trump was a surprise guest. VP and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris campaigning in Battleground, Pennsylvania.
We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people, as opposed to a Donald Trump who spends full time looking in the mirror, focused on himself.
The latest Fox News poll finding Trump leading Harris by 2 percentage points nationally. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness, we need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Hi, my name is Seth Peek, and I'm one of the Peek Brothers.
I'm running for Atascadero City Council this year. Atascadero is an amazing place to live and do business in. We own and operate Peak Realty and Peak Painting with both locations directly on El Camino Real. The success of our community and the issues we are faced with on a daily basis do not go unnoticed, and I plan on being the boots on the ground representative for our community.
Paid for by Seth Peak for Atascadero City Council.
On November 5th, please vote Seth Peak for Atascadero City Council.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Last-minute heroics in the NFL Sunday, including a Hail Mary lifting the Commanders over the Bears 18-15. Jaden Daniels fired a 52-yard prayer that tipped into the waiting arms of Noah Brown for the winning touchdown as time ran out.
I know we don't give up to the final whistle, and, you know, it's just phenomenal effort on all sides. Offense struggled a little bit, defense kept us in the game, and, you know, offense found a way to pull through at the end.
Elsewhere, the Packers edged the Jaguars on a game-ending field goal. Cardinals rally past the Dolphins, scoring on 2 fourth-quarter drives, including the game-winning kick at the gun. Patriots upended the Jets on Ramondre Stevenson's second TD run of the day. That came in the final minute. Chiefs down the Raiders and are now 7-0, the last unbeaten team standing. Lions tattooed the Titans for their 5th straight win. 3 scoring passes for Jared Goff, one of them to Khalif Raymond, who also had a 90-yard punt return to the house. Eagles battered the Bengals. Jalen Hurts threw for 1 touchdown and ran for 3. Broncos beat the Panthers. Bo Nix threw for 3 and ran for 1. Falcons got 4 TD passes from Kirk Cousins to top the Buccaneers and take over first place in the NFC South. Wins for the Chargers, Bills, Texans, Browns, and last night, the 49ers held off the Cowboys. Tonight, it's the Giants and the Steelers. The World Series continues with Game 3 tonight in New York. The Dodgers taking a 2-0 lead into Yankee Stadium. Shohei Ohtani expected to play for LA after partially dislocating his left shoulder on a slide in Game 2. Manager Dave Roberts.
Today feels better than yesterday, and our assumption is tomorrow's going to feel better than today.
NBA Tyrese Maxey scored 10 of his game-high 45 points in overtime as the Sixers got past the Pacers 118-114. Thunder thumped the Hawks to go to 3-0, 35 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Nets snagged the Bucks to give coach Jordy Fernandez his first win. Blazers torched the Pelicans, and the Clippers tripped the Warriors, but Steph Curry had to leave the game early with an ankle injury. NHL, the Oilers slipped past the Red Wings. Leon Draisaitl's second goal of the game coming 18 seconds into overtime. Wins for the Canadiens, Devils, and Avalanche. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Turning out mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Upper 60s Tuesday. 70 Wednesday. Upper 60s Thursday. Friday, mid 60s Saturday, with right now a 50% chance of AM showers. Then sunny Sunday, low 70s. Sunny a week from today, mid 70s. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down. 7:22 AM, 6:12 PM. And it is 53 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. All right, as we move along here, where am I? The world-famous pet alert. How could I forget?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero in the Oaks Plaza. That's near the Guest House Grill. You cannot miss it. Checking in to see what animals may be out and about and getting them where they need to be. Home sweet home. Well, I've heard of the term the Alabama lawnmowers, but I have not heard this one before. In some modern applications, llamas are used in solar farms to manage vegetation without risking damage to the solar panels, effectively serving as eco-friendly lawnmowers.
So a llama mower.
Llama mower. There you go. That's it. So I had no idea. I'm just assuming because llamas are docile. I don't know if they are.
I hear they can get kind of, they've got kind of an attitude if you mess with them the wrong way.
Well, to me, if you want to mess with a llama and they get a little bit out of hand, it's Darwin. If you're that stupid, then perhaps the llama will just kick the living you-know-what out of you and lesson learned. So good for the llama. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. A world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. It's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. That's all under one roof. 5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place. Well, they've got three locations, Paso Robles and Templeton. And, of course, out that way, the One Niner Diner. Every day they are open for breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Okay. Let's see here. What's the, I don't know if it's from a movie or a song, but you've heard the expression, everybody loves a parade. Everybody loves a parade. Okay. Well, sometimes there are parades just as Christmas coming up here in Paso Robles, and we've had 4th of July. You have Colony Day, you have Pioneer Day parades, all those things, and they are nice. However, there is a different kind of parade that people have, and it's called a ticker tape parade that takes place. Most of it is known in, from the what's known as the Canyon of Heroes. That's from Battery Park in New York. You go north along Broadway to City Hall and all that kind of stuff. However, what was the first ticker tape parade in the United States of America? What do you think it was for? What was the first ticker tape parade in the United States of America, and what was it for? By the way, it was in New York. So what do you think it was for? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The Ticker Tate Parade, the first one in the United States of, well, credited the first one, United States of America. And it's, let me see here. Well, I don't have to give, not even bothering, Chris.
Not today.
Not today. See, by not answering, he keeps his streak alive. That's what he's doing. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The end of World War II.
No, sir, not the end of World War II, although that was that may have been the biggest as far as attendance. Hi, good morning.
Morning. For World Series champion.
No, not the World Series champion, because they would have had to do it 27 times for the Yankees, and City can't afford it. Let's see here. Well, let me, can I tie it in with maybe Election Day? I don't know if this would make sense as a hint. But anyway, it was obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but it was over 100 years ago. And it is a, well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Dedication of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, the dedication of the Statue of Liberty on this day in 1886. Well done. And
yay.
Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
No, New York's on my bucket list. I've always wanted to go to New York City and see it all the sights.
Well,
biggest contemplation is to do it in fall or do it at Christmas time and freeze.
Well, you do have the Rockefeller Center there with the ice skating in the trees and all that stuff, but fall is good. Matter of
yeah.
fact, somebody from the area was just there, and I was texting them, giving them a couple of locations to go. But here's one thing to put on your bucket list if you do go. When you're when you're in Times Square, you must go to Ray's Pizza.
Ray's Pizza. I'll have to remember that.
I'm
a big Italian food fan, so I've always wanted to go to, like, Little Italy and got to get a holy cannoli, you know?
Yeah, but that would be the first place you should go is Ray's Pizza in Times Square.
Ray's Pizza. Huh, yeah. Very cool.
All right, may I have your name, please?
Sure, Kelsey Hazelton.
All right, Kelsey, we have you down. Enjoy your day.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The 27th Branch of Early Gas Engine and Tractor Association will be hosting its third annual swap meet this Saturday, November 2nd, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pioneer Museum in Paso Robles. This event will feature the display, buying, and selling of early tractors, steam engines, industrial and farm equipment, and hit-and-miss gas engines. The County Public Works Department announced that signage and striping on Main Street in Templeton will be upgraded. Public Works will improve the area near the 101 northbound on and off ramps and at the intersection of Ramada Drive. Work will start this morning and will go through November 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Here's an odd one, a ticker tape parade. It was in 1910, and it was for President Roosevelt. Well, why? Because it was upon his return from an African safari. All right, two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's